USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump wants the FBI to return documents he says are protected by attorney-client privileges and executive privileges reportedly taken from his home in Florida. Trump taking to Truth Social to respectfully request that documents be returned to the Mar-a-Lago residents. Republicans are meeting in Teton Village, Wyoming, where House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says he believes Republicans have a good chance of winning a majority in the House.
It's really based upon the missed policies of this Biden administration and really a new plan for a new direction for America and the commitment to America.
This is roughly 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden. Double-vaxxed and double-boosted Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed he has COVID. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
A decision is coming soon regarding student loan forgiveness.
President Biden is expected to announce a decision regarding student loans. Biden wants you, the taxpayer, to pay for student loans of some American kids in the coming weeks. The student loan payment pause moratorium ends August 31st. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another bus from Texas with illegal immigrants arrived in New York City on Monday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says asylum seekers are welcome and has accused Texas Governor Greg Abbott of using illegal immigrants as a political tool. This as the mayors of New York and D.C. are calling for more federal assistance. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells Fox News the Biden administration isn't securing the border.
If we can put pressure on all these Democrat mayors around the country, maybe they'll pick up the phone and call Joe Biden and say the border's not secure.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Home builder confidence is hitting its lowest level since the start of the COVID pandemic. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell for the eighth straight month in August and turned negative for the first time since May 2020. The association's chief economist calling it a housing recession brought on by rising interest rates and higher construction costs. Bobby Rebel is a personal finance expert with Tally. She has some tips if you are looking to buy a home.
Think about what you can do to be the best buyer possible. So, for example, if you're paying high interest credit card debt, think about how you can improve that because that'll improve your credit score, which gets you a better mortgage rate. So look to resources like Tally is a great one to help you pay down your debt.
Thousands of cases of Capri Sun juice pouches are being recalled over possible contamination. Parent company Kraft Heinz issuing a voluntary recall for Capri Sun wild cherry flavored juice drink over fears a cleaning solution may have gotten into the product. Reports of people complaining about the taste have led to an investigation. A hearing in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz is being delayed until Tuesday. Jurors deciding whether he should receive life in prison or the death penalty after killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.